Good morning, church. How y'all doing today? Awesome. Good morning. Well, I'm having a little bit of vocal issues this morning. Change the weather got me. But it's all good. Well, we're going to praise God anyway. Amen. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity. We come together and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, as we are singing songs of praise to you today, Father, even when the word goes forth, Lord, we thank you that you're already here, that you were here before us. And Lord, I just sense that there's such an excitement for you to be here before we even got here. It's almost like a Christmas Day type thing I can see you doing, just like, yes, they're coming, because you know that you have something in store for us. And so I'm so grateful that you have things in store for us to just grow from, God, lean into and press into. So as we have our time of worship this morning, let these songs not just be words that we sing, God, but let us have a connection with reality. It's by your amazing grace, God, that we're here, that we go from glory to glory, Father, and that you are great and greatly to be praised. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Stronger, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. Is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you lay down your life that I would be set free. Oh Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Chaos back into order, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings. Who rules the nations with truth and justice, shine like the sun in all of its brilliance, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you lay down your life that I would be set free. Oh Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, 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 worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you lay down your life that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
for me. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Listen. This week I put together my message, and you need to really pray for me today, because as I was going through it, I go, ooh, there's a second message, there's a third message, there's a fourth message, there's a fifth message. Pray for me that I stay really on focus today, because I think God wants to speak some really neat things into us about understanding this walk that we're in, that there's no magic wands. There's no pixie dust. There's nothing that all of a sudden, boom, we're there. That what we are is on a walk that takes a long time. And we're going to see that today. God's got some good things for us. Amen? Father, we just thank you and praise you. I gave out a couple of Bibles this week, and I wrote some things in them. And the thing is, it says it is a prayer out of Numbers chapter 6. And it says, let me read it and just say a couple of things so we get a feel. It's a blessing prayer. And I just feel that as we enter into worship, understand that this is the way that Moses taught Aaron how to bless people by the direction of the Father himself. If you want to look it up, it's Numbers chapter 6. And it says, may the Lord bless you and keep you. What that means is, may the Lord pour out his fullness of his life upon you, and that he may gather you into his arms and protect you and keep you through no matter what takes place and transitions in your life. That the Lord bless the nation of Israel as he brought them out of Egypt, out of bondage, and that through all the devastation and the 40 years in the wilderness that took place, he was taking care of them. And it says that the Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. That this morning he wants his face to shine. That in Ephesians it says that we are the reflection of who he is. That we become that reflector. Then it says, may his face be upon you and peace be with you. That part of his face be upon you. Anyone ever seen the movie Lion King? There's a thing I stole from that I knew that came from here. That when I dedicate babies, one of the things I take is I take that baby and I lift that baby up in the air. And that's the connotation, may the Lord face you. To hold you up and to stare into your face. And that you see the fullness of who he is. And it's back reflected to you and give you peace. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may his face you and he give you peace this morning. That as we come into the presence of the Father, that today he wants to bless, he wants to see the fullness, wants us to see the fullness of him, to reflect that in us and to give us peace in a time of war and travesty going on in our nation. So, Father, I ask for your presence to enter into this place today, to bless us and to keep us, but to lead us into a deeper walk with you and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just worship him this morning. Hallelujah.
Taking us higher.
you stepped into time. You gave
down your life to save us.
You took all our shame. On the cross it was laid. Now you're taking us higher. We go from glory to glory to glory. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. We go from glory to glory
to glory.
We're forever changed. We're forever changed. You call me your friend. Brought into your endless kingdom. By the blood I was made, no longer a slave. Now you're taking us higher. We go from glory
to glory
to glory. We'll never be the same. Never be the same. We go from glory
to glory to glory.
We're forever changed. Forever changed. And until we reach that day, love conquers everything. We'll cry and end up singing, holy, holy. See that day, we're standing face to face. We'll shout and end up singing, holy,
holy.
Till we reach, until we reach that day, love conquers everything. We'll cry and end up singing, holy,
holy.
And when we see that day, we're
standing face to face.
We'll shout and end up singing, holy, holy. You took on the grave, so not even death could shake us. The victor has won. Heaven has come. Now you're taking us higher.
We'll sing that again.
You took on the grave, so not even death could shake us. The victor has won, and heaven has come. Now you're taking us higher. And we go from glory
to glory
to glory. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. And you take us higher
and higher and higher.
We're forever changed. Forever changed. We go from glory
to glory
to glory. Never be the same. We'll never be the same. You take us higher
and higher and higher.
We're forever changed. Forever changed. We're forever changed. Forever changed.
Thank you.
shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. Sing out all the earth, we'll shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. will cry, these bones will sing.
Just to keep with that rhythm this morning. I know that there's here people here that you're on top of the world, and then there's others that you feel the world is on top of you. It doesn't matter which one of those, or even if you're in the middle, still the truth is greater than you, Lord. So this morning, Father's one of those things that he speaks of, that sometimes in a faith community we don't want to admit that we're struggling, we're going through rough times, that things just aren't working out the way that they should. He's still great. There may be health things, there may be skin things, there may be legal things, there may be all kinds of different things, there may be financial things, there may be relationship things, but he's still great. No matter what. This morning as I drove out of my driveway and I began to drive this morning, the very first thing I said, God, you are good. Not because I'm good, but because you are good. And this morning I want us to see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated this morning. Carol, you want to come up and make a couple announcements? Great.
Good morning, ladies, gentlemen. This is really for the ladies, though.